The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. And Bob, I kind of had a funny feeling this might happen because it is 7 a.m. in Japan tomorrow. James Corbett is not here yet. So we're going to have to ask you to stick around today, Bob, I guess. Your counterpart there, your help that showed up for the international forecaster. I think we have a time differential problem here. I sent him an email earlier in the day, but I told the person that sent it, I said, he's probably, by the time he gets this, he's going to have his coffee in one hand and a bleary eye on his screen. So hopefully he'll call in here in the next few minutes. If not, time differential problems. He's probably going to try to call in an hour from now. At any rate, 800-313-9443. Let's continue with the calls. Have Robbie Noel with us. Bob Chapman, an international forecaster. Paul in Texas. Hello, Paul.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I just, first of all, I want to say that I appreciate what all RBN does to try to get out, you know, another perspective and what I perceive to be the truth on what's happening to our great country and to the world. And I just appreciate what all y'all are doing. And Bob Chapman, I've been listening to you through the years on shortwave, and I appreciate you. And I have a question. You know, I have, you know, bought a little bit of the metals, and but still, like, people have 401ks and IRAs, and you know, and it's just kind of like you hate to put all your eggs in one basket. And I'm just wondering, with when it comes to the stock market and people's 401ks and IRAs, what do you think about putting your money in black gold, you know, in the oil, and putting your money, you know, in oil stocks? Some kind of an energy fund.
Sounds like it sounds like he wants to diversify, Bob.
Yeah, historically, in all three major markets, less commodity markets.
Sir?
When the market goes down, gold and silver shares, except for once since 1968, have gone up. And all the oil and gas stocks, no matter how good the company, when the market goes down, they go down with them.
Okay, so you're saying that you don't think oil stocks are that good, that they go down with the market.
That's right.
Okay. I was just wondering, you know, people need number two diesel to plow fields, and
yeah,
they need fuel to go look for a job. And I just figured, that people need commodities no matter, you know, what happens, what kind of market's out there, that they, you know, people are going to need oil to, you know, to make it.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, trying to look, some people are locked into 401ks and whatnot, or... And they, you know, they're limited on what they can do.
Yeah, Paul, hang on a second. Let me carry you through the break here. I wanted to add something to that. And the oil markets are not following supply and demand. And there is a problem with that. Hang on a second. We've got to take this hard break. We'll be back in exactly 3 minutes, folks. Hang on.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yeah, Paul, the reason I asked you to stick around is the fundamentals of market and pricing is gone way out the window. Any time that you have the U.S. media at least giving cursory attention to Wall Street and the banks up there in the speculating game of oil. When you have a controlled and rigged market as far as production inside the United States, if you have a downturn in the economy like we've had, and that's putting it very mildly, that's going to affect consumption. Price will affect consumption. They're geared toward the only way I can see this right now is the refining capacity inside the United States is exactly where they need it to be. We've never had really overcapacity, but since the 70s, last 40, 45 years, they've made sure that they've not built any new refineries. They just are shutting down 4 on the East Coast, maybe 5, one of the oldest ones in Pennsylvania. That is going to affect capacity. But, Bob, none of this in the oil game, as far as I can see, is following any market whatsoever.
No, I agree to that.
Yeah. So, Paul, I don't know. It's like anything else. If you want to gamble, it's like Vegas. Don't expect to go to Vegas and walk out with a pocket full of money. The best you can hope for is to lose what you have taken with you. and hopefully you had a good time losing it. But if you've got a little extra money and you want to play around, well, then that's your purview and that's your privilege. You can certainly do it.
Right. Well, John, I appreciate y'all taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, it's just like I almost feel like, you know, in a 401k, like a earlier gentleman called, that he's in a 401k, you know, and his company will not let him pull his money out of, you know, his 401k.
Right.
So he's stuck. And there are companies that will let you take your money out and put it in an IRA. We've got a little more control, and I, like where I work, you know, I have a 401k, have a fair amount of money in it, and you just feel locked in because they only give you so many choices. And I don't feel good about any of them, but I know that I have seen some people's 401ks where they're offered energy funds, and I know that, you know, when fuel went way up here a couple of years ago, just before the last election, you know, it was way up. And these oil companies were making record profits. And like I said, it takes number two diesel to plow, put in a John Deere tractor to plow a field, and people need fuel to go look for a job. And it's a commodity. And I, you know, in my mind, I just feel like if I couldn't invest in oil or I'd say you had a spouse or whatever, you're locked in to where you had to leave a certain amount of money out there, that I just trying to look at what would be the best of the worst, you know, deal. And I just, in my mind, in my gut feeling, I feel like that knowing how much money the oil companies made here a few years ago, that oil would be the best investment, you know, if you couldn't get into gold and silver.
I don't know. Robbie, do you have a take on that one as well?
Well, you know, you are dealing with two separate commodities. Oil is no longer really seen as an alternative to the dollar,
right,
whereas gold and silver have always represented insurance against a devaluing dollar. So it just depends on, you know, your perspective of what is a greater threat to your purchasing power.
All right. Well, there you go, Paul.
All right.
Okay.
Well, John, I appreciate y'all taking my call, and, you know, continue to listen to y'all. Y'all are the only ones that really make a lot of sense in what's going on in this world.
Well, and I'll tell you what, it's moving fast, and we're trying desperately to keep up with it.
Right.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you again.
Bye-bye. Right. Yeah, Bob, talk about a rigged market. My God. And you know, people are hot under the collar when you start to see reports that, there are some questions about, you know, the speculation by the New York banks in the oil markets. Well, there's speculation around the world that the dollar is soon to be in the dustbin of history, and they're looking for ways around the United States dollar. Yeah, it was a good run, wasn't it, Bob? We had this nice little oil bourse going on after World War II. Hey, everybody's sitting pretty. We've got the dollar connected to the oil, and we're going to be just fine. Well, that tank now is dry. Chris in Alabama, you're up next. Hello, Chris.
Basically, like Ron Paul, he talks about free markets a lot. I don't know if you hear much of his speech and stuff. But...
Oh, I think we've heard of the dude up here in Texas a little bit.
Yeah. But basically, there's a bull down that it's a Western-backed usury economy versus an Eastern economy that doesn't base its economy on usury. I mean, just to kind of make it simplistic. Isn't that what the fall of this whole dollar is about? It's usury. Isn't usury, like, morally a sin? Isn't it the fall of this civilization?
Yeah, repeatedly. And if we're paying attention, it's the same in Alabama as it is in Texas, it is in California, it is in Michigan. Anybody that touches the funny money eventually will be walking the gallows pole.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to you know, my simple mind from Alabama, I was just kind of, you know, that's the way I look at it. I just see usury as the biggest downfall of civilization as far as the West is concerned. But I got to make exception, though, what you said about the Occupy, about white people who look like they'd burn stuff down. The only difference between us and them is that we don't. You don't see them doing it.
Okay. I'm looking at pictures of Seattle and Oregon. Evidently, riots broke out there today. And I looked at the pictures, and I didn't see one blackface or one Mexican there. But we had... go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, we do know that there are people who instigate this stuff just to further their cause, like this whole May Day thing. That's like a communist holiday or something like that anyway. I mean, all these people who are out on this day are basically, yeah, they're all pissed off at the whole system, but
they're
kind of falling in hands with the system because this is like a communist high holy day or something or another. I remember reading about it. I don't know if that's true. Now, maybe you could help me on that.
Well, it is, Bob, it is the Illuminous Day, is it not?
That's right, and May Day is represented as the day of the communists.
I'm just saying that, you know, some people, you know, white or black will fall into that trap, but I mean, back in the 50s, I mean, you could leave your door unlocked. Man, come on. Wouldn't you rather live in the 50s than live in what we're in today? Come on. I know I would.
Well, and I've told this story before, Chris. I mean, my mother would leave the keys in her car in her Thunderbird that was parked on the street or in the driveway, and nobody would bother it. Every once in a while, you'd get a true hobo, not homeless, as they call them now. I can remember one showing up at the back door. And you know what? Didn't paint an X on the side of our house as being handout friendly. We used to go to bed at night and not lock the front door. You know, this is why I've said I made the comments about in the last hour about L.A., Los Angeles. I mean, even the cops don't want to go out in the streets.
Yeah, no, hey, you see on Drudge Report, you know, I don't try to fall into this whole thing. I mean, you know, I can stay out of that whole Trevon thing and all this race bait and everything, but
sure.
It just seems like every other day you see more and more black people beating up white people, and it's like hundreds against one or two. And have you not been taking notice?
Yes, I have. I've reported on it in Houston. The cops are called out to Chuck E. Cheese at least one time a month because individuals want to have a chimp out and go crazy and tear the place up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is part, again, you got to understand, Chris, we're not back in the 50s. We're talking about a culture that people had respect for other people, had respect for them, give them their leeway, give them their space. But we're not having that now. Now we're having flash mobs show up.
Yeah.
You tweet them, you twit them or whatever, and boom, all of a sudden you got 100 kids. Or they're now learning to use that as a tool for distractions for robberies. I mean, what a great place we live in, but it's all because of the cultural slide. And you hear me refer to the culturally challenged. That is the problem. The culture is being bred out of them.
Yeah, and by design. I mean,
yes, sir.
I know y'all don't mention the Bible, and I'm not going to do anything. But I remember when there's somewhere it says, in those days, good will be bad, and bad will be good. I mean, people will consider bad to be good and good to be bad. It'll be, you know, right opposite and crazy and everything. I mean, hey, I'm just saying.
Cats and dogs sleeping together. Gosh, it's all anarchy. Chris,
all right,
thanks for your call.
All right,
I appreciate it. Yeah. Culturally, Bob, a lot of people can't get their minds wrapped around, you know, when you let 30, 40 million illegals south of the border come in. When you have situations that you perpetuate the disadvantaged in this country and you make it easy, the path to living your life is accepting the government handout every month. These are the type of things that will break people. These are the things that will lead them to the path of perdition or... just depending on government even more. What are all these people going to do when the government goes finally belly up and they can't mail the monthly check? Yeah, we see it as well.
Don't answer. answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi. My name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Tom.
We are back. Robbie, give me that special one more time, just in case some strays showed up a little late in the program.
A mixture. I have packages of 10, so it's a mixture of kings and queen sovereigns for $4,250 delivered.
All right. There you go, folks. Renee in North Carolina. Hello, Renee.
Hello.
Hi.
Am I on?
You're on.
Okay. I had to call in after what I heard. You know, people seem to forget that just like the white leaders are, you only get up there if you bought and paid for and controlled.
Right.
That holds true also for the black leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're just as phony baloney as the rest of them. I tell you what, I heard someone speak the other day who I think you should have on your show. He was on the Power Hour last week, and he was so impressive that he was on again yesterday. He is an original Black Panther, and he is the first to say that that new Black Panther group, probably part of the government, that's calling for violence is fake. He can't stand Barack Obama. He hates Jesse Jackson. He's one of the most impressive people I have ever heard.
What's his name?
His name is Larry Pinckney. And, I mean, Joyce has gotten a fabulous response after people heard him. She even read an email, one man, a long email somebody wrote to her after hearing this show because he expressed it so well. And I ended up speaking to Pinkney on the phone, and then he sent me a personal, he tracked me down, found my email address, and sent me a personal email. I mean, this guy, you know, he is a really good guy, and he's a uniter, and he wants it better for people of all color. And he was in prison for 10 years because he was a victim of COINTELPRO. And he tells the truth about the Black Panthers instead of the propaganda we were fed. And like I say, he's the first to say those people calling for violence, the whole Florida thing, they're fake. He doesn't know them, never heard of them.
Yep, Michelle Williams, I played that clip on air one day. And, I mean, they were flat out, that's why I asked the question, you know, what government agency hatched these characters? Because they were calling for the outright assassination of just these blue-eyed, blonde-haired devils. And if you or I did that, Renee, we'd be locked up in jail so fast and so far, they'd have to pump air and sunshine into us.
Look, I'm telling you, you need to get this guy off.
I will, I will. I've already made my notes, Renee.
His name is Larry
Pinkney.
P-I-N-K-N-E-Y. And I'm telling you, he, in my entire lifetime, is one of the best persons I have ever heard on talk radio. And he's a uniter. What people don't realize is every time we allow them to divide us, we have stuck our big toe in their snare that the little rope's going to tighten us and the tree's going to snap and pull us and we find ourselves flying upside down the tree.
Good. I've been looking to have an adult conversation with an intelligent black guy that I want to talk about this subject matter. So I will get a hold of him.
I'm telling you, if you want, I have his email. I will send it to your email right now. John, I will faint over dead if you don't love this guy.
All right. John Stadtmiller at Hotmail.com, just in case you forgot, Renee.
Okay.
All righty.
Bye.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, guys, you know, Robbie, you saw South Africa.
Yep.
You saw the blacks taken over by the communists. You saw the infiltration. You saw the different factions coming up to empower the communists down there.
Yep, and there were a lot of white guys involved.
Yeah. Why? Through sheer stupidity, ignorance, or were they getting paid well?
South Africa's a very complicated story. it would take an hour plus to connect the dots for all the people, but pretty much, you know, the same players that shaped South Africa's future are the same players that are shaping America's future.
Well, you know what? That gives me an idea. We'll have to do exactly that one day, Robbie. You and I will spend the time on the air because a lot of people do not understand South Africa and the dynamics and how the communists took over. They just don't get it. They don't know. All right.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate that
But they were aided and abetted, you know.
Mm-hmm. We're David in Texas. Hello, David.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, it's been very interesting listening to the last few callers. My original reason why I called in, I'm kind of been listening to your previous callers, and you know, you talk about like with the communists down there in South Africa. My concern, you know, and you said it a little bit ago when you're talking about all these, you know, this movement that they have right now on Wall Street, all these young, and that's a key word here. These are young kids that their brains are still full of mush, and they're being influenced by people with an agenda, and they're just pawns in their little move. I think they're mainly socialists and Marxists in their views, and they're being influenced by their professors and colleges.
Absolutely. David, hang on one second. You're making some good points. Hang on. I'll carry you through the break. 800.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. Yeah, David, the points you're making are valid. Problem is that the adults in this country are not having this conversation. And when I say adults, I mean the people that look like they're adults, they sound like adults, they dress like adults, but they're really not.
You're right. I have one question I want to ask you, but before I ask you it, I want to just give you an example that I think you're going to find, well, to me it's sad, but it's also humorous at the same time. I'm a teacher. And I teach special education, and a lady was coming in to substitute for my teacher assistant one day, and we were talking about World War II. Mm-hmm. And the lady was helping one of my students, and I kid you not, she had just gotten her teaching certificate, and she was talking to one of my students about World War II, and her explanation on who started World War II, the reasons why it happened. Now, she went on to tell my student that, well, the United States, actually, they were the aggressor in World War II. They started World War II and went into this little spill. And I was like, okay, I don't want to embarrass her in front of the kids. So I waited after the class is over. And I took her aside. I said, now, who told you that? And she said her college history professor. And I said, really? And I got a history book out and I showed her. And she was like, well, that's what he told me. And see, you got these professors that have their own agenda that, and there's a lot of Marxist and socialist influenced professors out there, and they put this information in these, in the kids and students' brains, and then they think it's true.
Yeah.
But the one question, that just shows how bad it's getting, but the question I want to ask you, I value your input on it, is I heard Obama say this himself, and I would have never believed it if I haven't heard him actually say it on recording. There's two times he said this, and I've never heard anything after that, somebody raising this point with him. He actually said that he wants to create a civilian group. He didn't say army, but he said a civilian defense force every bit as powerful as the U.S. military, subsidized as much as the U.S. military, with the access to the same hardware and equipment as the U.S. military. My question is, he said this back in 2008, and he said it again about a month ago, and it was raised on a local talk show. He played the actual recording of Obama saying that himself. So I'm not just saying this from hearsay. He actually said he wants a civilian defense force every bit that is funded just as powerfully as the U.S. military. And the only reason why I could think he could possibly be thinking that, now I know he loves China and the way they do things. Now I know you have the People's Liberation Army back, you know, during Mao Zedong and all that, and the People's Liberation Army. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, why is he wanting in America for us to have some kind of similar thing going on? Will we have a separate civilian defense force? And I've never heard anybody call him to account and ask him, what are you talking about?
He made that he made that statement well over a year ago. And when he did, I played the clip on air and I spoke about it. And in the current sanitized version of history that we have today, the one thing that people would recognize, because people, there's some groups of people out there that are turning Hitler's Germany into a cause for their own agenda.
Correct.
But if you remember the brown shirts in Nazi Germany, or the or the SS, there were political things in order to keep crowds at bay and to maintain order, some of the things that he used to do. So that was the first thing that came to mind in light of where people are in history. You know, after all, if you understand history, corrupted people will burn at the stake. In other words, those that write history are those the ones that will hang the heroes and praise the bad guys.
You know, it's so amazing that you say that, because I was thinking when you said the brown shirts, the SA and the SS, and people, they don't know their history. And it's sad, because unless we know our history, we're doomed to repeat the same mistakes
over
that happened
and over and over again. Isn't that amazing? I think everything that a human being should not do has been done and recorded how many times? And the true future of mankind is in our history and the mistakes that have been made. Those who do not, as you said, those who do not learn from the mistakes of the past are doomed to repeat them over and over again. That's why it's important to hang the heroes, my friend.
Yeah, and then isn't the definition of craziness repeating the same mistake, doing it the same way? When you know it fails, why do you do the same thing over and over again?
Absolutely. Hey, I want to thank you for your call.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, David. We got a full bank of phones. Guys, hang on. We're going to go quickly here. Richard in California. Hello, Richard.
Earlier you guys were talking about silver. I have a quick question on silver, and I'll go off the air and listen to your response. My quick question is this. Is J.P. Morgan and the Fed suppressing the silver market? How do they do it? How long can they sustain it? And why aren't they getting prosecuted? Thanks.
Good question. Thank you, Richard. Yeah, how do they do it, and why aren't they being called into account, guys?
Well, no, I think Robbie is a technician, so he probably can cover the basics.
Okay. Robbie?
Well, in large part, the reason why so much skullduggery is taking place in the silver and the gold markets is by and large because the CFTC has failed to police the markets. I mean, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. I think it's, and I'm sure Bob will agree with me, it's pretty accepted fact that when a entity such as J.P. Morgan can control a three-quarters of the world's silver production at any given time, there is something taking place, and that's well documented.
And Bob, how do the banks take advantage of this price manipulation? What are they doing when these prices on gold and silver are constantly squashed? The contracts on the COMEX are not being honored. What's the stick there? What's the mechanism there?
Well, the mechanism is that, as Robbie said, there's no regulation. The CFTC lets the traders, the banks, at the request of their government, do whatever they want. And they accumulate these positions either on the short side or the long side of the market. And it's hard as people try. Yeah.
You know what was funny? Bob Barchilton was on CNBC yesterday, and he said that the CFTC is attempting to make sure that no single entity can control more than 10% of a market.
Oh, guys. Bob, when did this happen with the banks? I mean, these investment banks are, if it's possible, are giving the commercial banks a bad name. Who hatched this idea of investment banking?
I don't know, some song and dance man, I guess.
And I'll tell you what, like I said, you have to go a long ways, guys, to make the commercial banks look bad. But that's exactly what they've done, and they've been out of control. So now we're talking about not letting any one investment bank control more than 10% of any given commodity or market. I say this whole, Bob, you were on Wall Street. Do we even need these damn people?
No, we don't.
So how was it
before? If they're not going to do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. So how was it before that that people that they wanted, they needed investment capital to build a business or whatever, before the investment banks were around, what did they do? Did they have to go to the commercial banks?
Yes. Be
properly vetted, see if the risk is good, and then they proceeded. But now the investment banks, with absolutely no oversight whatsoever, I mean, folks, we were in the middle of a meltdown in this country. And the FTC, there were vacant chairs there. I mean, really? All the stuff that was going on in this country and the oversight was absolutely looking the other way. Susan in Virginia. Hello, Susan. No? I'm sorry? Get Barry. Oh, no, there's Susan.
Here I am.
Sorry.
That's okay. Hi, gentlemen.
Hi.
I'm following up on your comment earlier, John, about Joel Skousen's comments today. I know he gave an interview with Alex Jones.
Yes.
Basically, I'm saying, asking, do you disagree with his prognosis for, or this his idea of the plan of the Illuminati, of the globalists starting the world war through Russia or China?
I know Joel, and I've spoken to him quite a few times. And on this particular subject, yes, I do. I do. And when things started to weaken a little bit, he slathered it in with a little bit of Jesus going on. And I'll tell you, that rubs me the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really does. I listened to about 20, 25 minutes of that interview today, and I turned it off and I walked away. And I know Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I don't agree with what he is saying.
Yeah, because it's how is it hard for the average person like me to, you know, validate what he's saying? Because a lot of it, I have to believe, comes from his contacts, just as a lot of what you talk about comes from yours as well, you know, collectively you.
Well, and I'm, you know, there is a speculation game going on, and there's a lot of blanks that have not been filled in.
Mm-hmm.
And what I see is a lot of blank filling going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, out of possible scenarios, what he was talking about, yes, I guess it is possible. Are the Illuminists here? Are they going for the brass ring of the world? Yes, they are. Do I underestimate them at all? No, I do not. Are they capable of just about anything? Absolutely, yes. But I cannot sit here in good conscience and just put the stamp of approval on Skousen's statements today. I can't do it. There's no way for me to verify it. As you said, you hear him, his contacts are telling him, but I haven't spoken to his contacts. I don't know who his contacts are. There's no way to verify that kind of stuff. That's why I have a tendency to kind of stay away from it and just watch and wait.
One more question, and then I will hang up and let the next caller come on. What do you think, I mean, how strong an influence do you think that this growing movement of sheriffs, constitutional sheriffs, is playing or will play?
I think it's going to be important. I think it's like with anything else, Susan. Once there is a certain amount of comfort and there's a certain amount of numbers that are backing and sheriffs are starting to get the idea of their real power and they realize that they have the backing of their people, I think you're going to see it expand and expand rapidly because they're fresh out of answers right now. And what is being demonstrated to them right now, there are well-rounded, sane individuals that understand what the rule of law is and how necessary it is. And I've seen this happen many, many times with county sheriffs, not just their deputies, but the sheriffs themselves. When I've spoken to them and reminded them of what their obligations and duties are, and to tell them that, hey, you're the only constitutionally elected lawman. In the county I was in Battle Creek, I witnessed it myself. This guy had to show up with the FBI over the Oklahoma City bombing deal. And he just sat there like some proud little peacock when I pointed to the FBI guys and I said, you see this guy here? He's the only legitimate law enforcement in this county. You people are just here. And they just looked at me and the sheriff just cocked back in his chair and you could see his chest pump up a few sizes. But they are starting to get the idea. And once they realize that yes, there are people there, his posse in his counties that will back that sheriff, you're going to see the sheriffs do a lot in the future.
Well, thank you for your time and your input.
All right. Thank you, Susan. I appreciate it very much. Barry in California. I skipped over you. Sorry, Barry.
Hello, John.
Go ahead.
Hello, John. Jack Blood had a guy that... the Black Panther guy,
yeah.
Man, he had him on his show when all this controversy with the new Black Panthers.
Yeah.
When you played that recording a while back,
mm-hmm.
when that first came out, Jack Blood had him immediately on his show, and it was an excellent interview. And Renee was right. He was spot on.
Well, and I wanted to mention something. We all remember Malcolm X, right?
Yes.
Malcolm figured out what the heck was going on, and they blew him away.
Right, right.
Malcolm all of a sudden went, wait a minute here. I'm being played by who?
Yeah, all the ones that figured out, they blew away.
That's right.
The Kennedy brothers, yep. And him, and Martin Luther King,
Let me tell you something. Al Sharpton, if he changed his tune next week, he would have, Al Sharpton would have the life expectancy of a two-week-old housefly in an air-conditioned room.
Well, him and Jesse Jackson are in on this to stir up everybody so that, you know, they're not paying attention to what's going on.
Absolutely. That's why I've been calling for sane black leadership. That's why I'm going to interview this Pinckney guy.
You're going to enjoy it, John.
I've been dying to do something like this.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Not what you'd expect from me at all.
I'm not the kind.
I'm from the younger generation that came after him.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of things. I'm going to tell you something, John. I'm not from no organization. I don't have no sponsor, no church. I'm not obligated to hold any secrets,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can say straight out what's been happening. I can give names and everything.
Well,
I'm not bound by anything.
Well, Malcolm, again, okay? I'll extend that invitation when I have Larry Pinkney on. I want you to join in on that conversation. We'll have much more time to ferret it all out.
Okay.
All righty?
All right.
I thank you for your call, sir. Michael in New York. We're running short of time, Michael.
Yeah, thank you, Don. Real quick, God bless, gentlemen. You know, Bummer, being a foreigner, and he doesn't realize we used to have a civilian national defense. It's called the militia. So let's bring it back, Obama, and send us those funds. We'll get real big time, and we'll clean house big time. And also, I don't know if you guys are aware of it.
Hey, do me a favor. Michael, stop. You're overdriving your phone, and it's clipping on me. Lower your voice.
Yeah. Yes.
Lower your voice because you're overdriving your phone and it's starting to clip on you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, should I reiterate the previous comments?
No, I got that. Just
should
lower the volume.
The
lower the
volume.
Lower the volume a little
okay.
bit more.
And then, you got it. And last time is that they're taking back the Nobel Peace Prize from Obama. They gave him the wrong one. He's getting the dumb Nobel Peace.
Okay, all right. Michael, I've got to drop you. You're clipping so bad, I'm getting one word out of five. I'm sorry. JG in California. Hello, JG.
John.
Hi.
Afternoon, John.
Hi.
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
I have a question real quick. I've got a couple of veterans that are concerned about the banking issue. One is very aware of us like we are. Have you heard that towards sometime in May or June that we're to take our money out, and more so than a bank holiday, that we have to worry about losing our money in the bank and just keep enough in? Or what's your take on your information?
Absolutely groundless.
So this veteran friend of mine that's getting wind from his contacts, and I believe a lot of it has to do with Alex Jones, maybe, but maybe somebody else or other shows. You don't think we got to worry about it during the summer?
Well, I'm not concerned.
Okay, so we don't have to take our money out in fear of losing it then in May, June, or July, or even August, then. Is that your opinion?
Yes, but I'd also be thinking about taking money out of your accounts to buy gold and silver-related assets.
And as we always suggested, JG, if there is any doubt about your bank or the holdings in that bank, just keep a checking account to pay bills with and keep the rest out of there.
Mine's Wells Fargo, so I am concerned.
Hey, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, I don't care who it is anymore.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Michael, sorry I couldn't include your call, but it was unreadable. Bob Chapman, thank you so much. I appreciate, and people are appreciating you even more nowadays. I thank you for spending this time with us. Robbie is up next on the flip side, and he will continue the conversation right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Whoa, that hurt. Thanks, Bob. Thank you all for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.